Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you up for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, but you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 20 or 30 or 40 years from now, but today. So you have that life that you love, to do what you love, and to be with those that you love. And on top of that, you not only want freedom for yourself and for your family, but as a Rippler, you want to create an actual legacy. You want to do something where you create a ripple effect through people's lives by helping them become liberated as well, by serving them and creating massive value and leaving your footprint on this planet. And guys, I'm so proud to be a Rippler with you guys that I'm allowed to be able to express my gifts and my mission through you. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for binging and sharing and everything you guys have been doing. It's been a fantastic year, the best year yet. And I give that really to you guys. Huge kudos to you. So thank you so much for tuning in. As a reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com, for more information as well. Hey, today I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Guys, if you want awesome returns, and investing with as little as $100 and be paid at least 10% a year, paid out monthly, so monthly cash flow. You want that kind of passive income, and you want to be able to also make a difference in people's lives by helping them stay in their homes. You should check out American Homeowners Preservation's investment they have there online. For more information, you can check out our website. It's www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP.com. So guys, I want to talk today about really just the fundamentals, the basic fundamentals of what's wrong with the stock market, right? It's no surprise to you guys, if you've been listening for any period of time, you know that I'm not a huge fan of it, which is really ironic considering I started out my financial career promoting the heck out of the stock market. And guys, I even went beyond that. I wasn't just the same old, you know, financial advisor that was telling you, hey, mutual funds are awesome. I was also the guy that was teach people how to trade stocks and options. Now, I had taught over 200 people one-to-one how to trade stocks and options, right? And how to do that, hopefully, as risk less as possible. That's the thing. There's a huge risk there. And so, I mean, I was told, maybe I was taught the same thing you guys have been taught, right? That the stock market averaged 10 to 12% a year since 2 million BC, since before the dinosaurs. And well, I guess that was after the dinosaurs, but any case, for a long time, right? I taught people that was the way to go, that when someone thought of investing, that's exactly what we thought of, that investing was the stock market. If we talked about anything else, I mean, someone even asked me, said, hey, Chris, what do you think about real estate investing? I'll say, hey, I got a chart right here. Here's the stock market. Here's the, you know, the S&P 500 or the small cap and large cap stocks. Compare that to real estate. Look, real estate's not going up that much. It's just going up with inflation. So not worth it. You know, again, I was just looking at those basic interest rate numbers. Now, I didn't know a lot of the things that could happen. Like I didn't understand about cash flow. I wasn't thinking about that. They were just purely looking at prices of real estate, you know, in that specific example, right? So it had nothing to do with how much actual income do you create with an X amount of dollars, right? An actual real rate of return. They also didn't show real rate of returns when it came to the stock market. Now they showed all the little graphs, you know, all the little squiggly lines going up and down, you know, jaggedy lines and stuff, right? But in the end, you know, it was just a bunch of lines and then a number says, here's the average, right? And that was it. And so I came in the early 2000s, right after Y2K, or not after Y2K, but after 9/11 and during the Y2K period. And that's what I was teaching, and I never questioned it. And now I did start to question it a little bit as I started to teach people how to trade stocks and options. I started doing that in the mid-2000s. And I started to see that if people were going to trade in the markets, if they're going to do anything in the stock market, that was the better way to go. You know, that although you could definitely bomb and do worse than even money managers, the truth is you could be in and out if you know how to do it right. You could make more money investing on your own. But here's the thing. As I started to really learn about true economic principles, right? Real principles of how money is actually created, how people actually do create wealth. And I started to look at that evidence. That's when I started to realize there was a fundamental problem with the stock market. Even to the point where by about 2008 or 9, I had quit teaching people how to trade in the markets. You know, even though I was doing that on the side, I completely stopped. I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Just like I couldn't be in integrity and sell people mutual funds. And then I stopped doing that in the mid-2000s. By the late 2000s, I couldn't even tell people how to do their own trading, where there was a little bit more control and possibility of actual returns. And the reason being is this, is that when you put your money in the stock market, whether you're buying mutual funds or whether you're trading stocks or options or penny stocks, like I had somebody ask me about recently, whatever it might be, you are not an investor, period. You are not an investor if you're trading in those formats. You are a gambler. That's it. Plain and simple. You know, if I were to end this podcast right now, that would be my ending statement is you are a gambler, not an investor when you put your money in these markets. Now, the problem is most people don't even know what investing is. Most people think investing is just putting your money in something and money kicks back out, right? You put money in to get a better rate of return, hopefully. But that's not the case because investors, true investors, those are the best. And we look at people like, you know, looking like Warren Buffett, for example, is one of the best long-term investors there's been. There's even guys like George Soros who does a little bit of the gambling himself, but he's kind of got it down to a science for him, right? So there's a lot less of the gambling. You know, I compare it to people at the poker tables, right? People that are poker, you know, that are playing professional poker, they're like the best in the world. Yes, they know that they are gambling still, but they have found ways to minimize risk and still get better returns. So they still make more money. And yes, that can happen in the stock market. But do not mistake, you are not an investor, you are gambling. Why? Simple. True investors figure out how to get an investment to create value for other people. Understand the real core philosophy of economics is that dollars follow value. Dollars follow value that you create for other people. Now, if there's no actual value creation involved, that's not investing, that's gambling. So let's look at the stock market. Because for example, if you look at real estate, you say, hey, am I creating value for anybody? Well, yeah, you're providing a place for somebody to live in. Now, granted, somebody could find a place to live elsewhere, but you're providing a place that they don't have to purchase themselves so they can rent it from you, right? Very easy. It's very easy to see too, because if you own and control a property, now you have full ownership and control. You have something you can do when something goes wrong, right? Which inevitably something at some point will happen that's unexpected, or even if it is expected, it's just not preferable, right? You know, in real estate, renters move out. You know, there's possible repairs and things like that can happen depending on how long you're holding these properties for. You know, and that's just an easy example. Now, you might say, well, what about if I'm investing money? I'm throwing money into a syndication or a fund. Well, yeah, you've got less control for sure. And there is an element of risk that's increased when you do those kind of funds. You know, and I just mentioned, you know, American Homeowners Preservation. That's a good example, right? That's a fund, you know, that those cases, yeah, there's still an investment involved because still they're doing something to create value for somebody else. It's not just simply throwing money at people and hoping they'll make money with your money. That's not really a value creation type of scenario. That's what people are doing with mutual funds. They think, hey, well, yeah, I'm creating value because I'm giving my money to the mutual fund manager. Well, that might be the only value you're creating is by giving him or her more money to invest and create more money with, right? But even they're gambling. They're not truly investing either. Now, people will say, yeah, but Chris, we're investing in corporate America. I want to invest back into corporate America or into other corporations around the world or whatever it might be. Okay, great. Yeah, you're doing that. But do you really think that your money, your little itty bitty money, is going to make any difference in their lives? By the way, did you know that when companies actually go public and they start selling shares of their stock, they've already pretty much made their money. they're already there when they sold their shares. Now all you're doing, see, that's all they want to do is cash in. They'll hold some of their other shares just to cash in possibly at later times, so they'll buy more back. They have that opportunity, right? When they're talking about going public with their dividends and their shares. But the truth is that in reality, they already made their money. You're just riding the waves. You're just riding with the waves wherever they go. You have zero control of your money, zero control in the stock market. And as a result, you have zero peace of mind. Now, you can hope and pray that you'll make some money, but the truth is that you're just gambling. You're just hoping that, you know, that when you bet on black, it lands on black, right? I mean, that's really what's happening. But ultimately, there's no value creation there. Zero. And so when there's zero value creation, when there's no real value creation being involved, you're just playing old gambling. You know, you're essentially buying lottery tickets that will still, over time, I believe the stock market over time will keep going up. If you give it enough years, I can go down, it will go up. I guarantee that is what's going to happen in the stock market. I can't tell you by how much or how little. I just spent the last half hour going over stock market returns. I went through the S&P 500, started going through and saying, all right, what is, you know, that what has been the 30-year average over time, over different periods of time, not just now, but previously. You know, what's interesting is that up until really when we saw this big boom in the 80s, especially after the creation of retirement plans like 401ks and things like that, that were available to the mass public. Now, before they were just executive type of plans. But once they become available to the mass public and more people start investing their own money from the 80s on, and this is also that time when more financial advisors hit the scene, was about the 70s to 80s. Well, then all of a sudden we started seeing the returns go up a little bit. And so they went from like 3 or 4, maybe 5% if you're lucky, which was interesting. I saw like, you know, 3 to 5% was a typical average for the stock market over a 30-year period for many, many decades. And then once we hit the 80s, it started throwing that skewed number up. In fact, even at one point, we even got it to one of the periods I looked at, we even hit a 10% average for 30 years. Cool. That was finally a truth. It didn't last long, but it was there for a time, right? This is why even in the early 2000s, in fact, it was about going from like 1969 to 1999, looking at the numbers looked astronomical. They were about 10%. I was like, well, that's pretty cool, you know? But the truth is that, of course, again, we had the roaring 90s. It was right at the top of the market. You know, it was just, you know, good on the timing aspect, but it wasn't exactly accurate. And so it came right back down. Now it's sitting about 7.5% for the last little while. You know, hey, whether it's 7 or 8% or whatever it is, the truth is, again, you don't know. I don't know. No one knows. No one can guarantee anything. They even tell you all the time with disclaimers, past performance is not indicative of future results. Well, you can't. So they're basically just saying, hey, you can't even use history to figure out what's going to happen because it could be better. It could be worse. No one knows. Guys, do you really want to put all your chips in to hoping and praying that that somehow will work out for you? I'm telling you, like, again, I've been in this industry for 18 years, whether as a traditional mainstream financial advisor or the majority of that time is outside of that scenario. And I'll tell you that there are no guarantees of anything. There's risk inherently with everything. But at least I know I can minimize my risk by actually focus on what really creates value. Is there a need in the marketplace for it? Is there really a need for what you're trying to do? Even when I put money with other people in their funds, right? Like, you know, when I put money in those things, you know, I'm still looking for to see if there's real value creation there. If there's something that makes sense, because value creation is the economic engine that drives the entire economy. It drives your personal economy. The more you create value with your active streams of income, with your actual income, whether it be through a job, a business, or whatever it might be, the more you create value, the more money you make. Plain and simple. It's so formulaic. I mean, my life changed. I started making way more money once I understood this one key principle. And what was also interesting is that that's the very reason why I started changing my tune while I was teaching people how to trade stocks and options. I'll tell you, that even though I did teach people how to trade stocks and options till about 2008 or so, in 2006, I started changing my tune. See, I started coaching people in 2005, and it was pretty cool. And I started to enjoy it. What's interesting is I didn't have the most experience, but I was a good teacher. And so as a result, you know, I was able to do that. And while I was gaining more and more experience, you know, I started to learn more myself. But when I started getting new clients, right? And it was another company that was selling this for. I mean, some people were paying me up to $50,000. Well, not paying me. Okay, they're paying the company up to $50,000 to work with me for a year to do this kind of coaching. And what was interesting is that eventually I would just tell people, you know what? If you're doing this program, you're not an investor. You are a gambler. Because the truth is we're just riding market waves. You have zero control over the market. There's no way you can predict anything. There, no matter how good of a trader you are, you will never know how to do it. Like, you'll never get it just right. You know, you can use all the bells and whistles and all the little programs that get, you know, say buy or sell and put indicators there. But the truth is that there's still an element of risk. You're just gambling and just hoping to do it better. So I said, my goal is to teach you how to do this with as little risk as possible. That's what I would tell them, right? Is I would tell you, hey, do this with as little risk as possible. What surprised me is that despite me selling this to pretty much every client in our very first meeting, what was interesting is that all but one person was like, okay, cool. I'm okay with that. I'm okay gambling. I was like, great. Well, now we're clear on this, that you're not an investor and that you're just gambling and you're taking all the risk yourself. Let's move forward, right? I was like the worst. I was a salesman's worst nightmare. I mean, only one person quit, and who knows if that was even the reason they quit. But, you know, that's the thing, guys. Like, it's really, I mean, it's a gamble. It really is. And I don't believe that high risk creates high returns. I believe the people that taught you high risk creates high returns are those that want you to take all the risk while they don't. Why would mutual fund companies constantly be taking out their guaranteed, you know, fraction of percent, 1%, 2%, regardless of you, right? Regardless of the market or what it does, they're always taking out their fees. By the way, if you lose money, that's even worse, because now it just makes your returns more negative, right? But they're guaranteed to always get their fees as long as you have money in there. Is it no wonder why they say, hey, high risk creates high returns, so gamble it all, right? On top of that, they're also ones to say, hey, you're in it for the long haul. You know, hey, compound interest is awesome. So they'll tell you to stay in it forever so they get paid forever. Guys, to me, this makes no sense. You know, I'm not saying that there's not a place that you might want to keep some money there. For those of you that are traders, cool. I hope you're doing a great job with it. There's times I've had clients and they're like, they're doing a decent amount of money in the market. I'm thinking, good. If you're making, you know, and now just so you know, Warren Buffett himself, even George Soros, have not exceeded over a 24-25% average over their lifetimes investing in the markets. So I just want you to know that. Whenever I hear people say, yeah, I'm putting my money with this guy, he's making 10% a month, or they're paying me 10% a month, but he's making more, my initial response is bull. Bull. There's no way that's sustainable. By the way, when people tell you like they're starting to offer those kind of things, I saw this before the Great Recession, where people are like, yeah, they're paying me 10% a month. Every single time, those little investment type funds went under every time. And if they didn't go under because they didn't perform well, it's because the SEC shut them down, because they say, hey, you're basically gambling with these people's money. Not cool. Boom. Frozen assets. You're bankrupt now. And then everybody lost their money. That's kind of how it goes. And, you know, and I'm telling you, like, that kind of stuff doesn't work, right? Because it's just not sustainable. If it were, why haven't some of the best investors done it? By the way, if you actually run out the returns, say you did make 120% a year, put that into a financial calculator. Go to something like calculator.net, put in, say, hey, I have $100,000 starting, and you don't even add any money to it. You just say 120% return for 20 years and see how many billions of dollars you have, more than the richest man in the world. So are you telling me that you can make those kind of returns for the next 20 years and become the richest man or woman in the world, even over Buffett and everybody else who are, you know, and George Soros, who are like in their 80s right now, right? Come on, guys. It's just not real. And this is why I had to leave eventually. I was like, I can't keep teaching this stuff. Even when I was telling people, giving them a disclaimer that telling them they're gamblers, I couldn't do it. I really had a hard time doing it. I knew I had the skill, and I knew I could earn money doing it. And especially during the recession, that really helped to help, you know, smooth out some pretty rough months. But the truth is that eventually my integrity just screamed at me and I can't do it. So guys, I'm not saying you do invest in the market. I'm not saying you don't. What I am saying is, if you choose to invest in the market, just know you're not an investor. True investors focus on value creation. The more they focus on creating value, the more certain and guaranteed, as much as you can guarantee something, the more certain those returns are, right? That's the truth. Whether that's true in your business, your job, or even with money, when it comes back to value creation, that is when you can prosper. That is when you start creating real wealth and you start to create it more with greater certainty, peace of mind, and freedom, which is exactly what we teach on the show today. So guys, I hope you take this to heart. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.